So yesterday we had the Today Show on in here, as we do now, on NBC, and late Rick Springfield was on there.
And I just kind of commented on it to Kelly because our buddy in HR, Barry, is a big fan. And he's been quizzing me on, you know, occasionally he'll try to get me with music trivia questions. And we'll talk about songs from our youth. And he really likes Rick Springfield. He knows way more about Springfield than I ever will.
Of course, Chris Tim usually can ferret out the answer. And he'll say, you know, 1981.
God damn it.
You know, that really upsets Barry when Chris Tim gets him right. So yesterday, I hope he wasn't watching this, because yesterday they had Rick Springfield on the Today Show.
And is he promoting something new or just?
He must be. I think he is. He still puts out new music fairly regularly.
Yeah. Is he touring? I mean, that's summertime tours where you make money.
Yeah. Again, he's always seems to be touring.
Well, first he was on with Al Roker, Savannah Guthrie, Jenna Bush Hager, and Kaylee Hartung, and while they were all out together, all of them were saying what huge fans they are of Rick Springfield.
Great.
And they started singing his songs.
How many Rick Springfield fans are there out here?
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse's girl. Jesse's girl. Does he sing 8675309?
That is not.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
That was not a Rick Springfield song. That's Tommy Tuto.
What a massive fail. Right to his face?
Well, yes, and let's see how
his face?
Here's how he reacted.
How many Rick Springfield fans are there out here?
Come on.
Oh yeah.
Jesse's girl.
Jesse's girl. Does he sing 8675309? Is that Rick?
That's Tommy Two-Tones.
The Two-Tones, very close. Well, but again, they're big fans of Rick Springfield.
Sure.
Absolutely they are.
But did you catch that too? He said, that's Tommy Two-Tone. And Al Roker said, that's the Two-Tones.
My stomach hurts.
You know what? I'm going to hop over this gate and just join the crowd and call it a day.
Yeah. I'm just going to drop my mic.
Yeah.
Take off my earpiece.
Mm-hmm. A slap in the face.
You think you can do Tommy Two-Tone? I would like not to, but
can you get him on the phone?
Can you sing 8675309?
Can you do 867? I mean, you're here.
Do you know Tommy Two-Tone?
Oh my God. Oh my God. You FaceTime with him?
Okay, so then he performs. He goes inside.
Did he do an old one and a new one? That's usually what they do.
Then he goes inside and he's talking with Craig Melvin, the other Today Show host, who was not part of that debacle. He was inside, and during the interview, Melvin yawned. Here's the exchange.
It's really taken on a life of its own after I recorded it. And am I boring you?
No, you're not at all.
No, dude, it's early. Don't worry about it. I'll yawn, too. I'll probably yawn.
In fairness, later, Craig Melvin tweeted, it was a cough. It wasn't a yawn, but it looks...
And let's be honest, when you're talking to Rick Springfield, he is boring. Okay. I mean, what have we not, what can we cover with this man now?
Remember when you were on General Hospital? Yeah.
Says here you are, General Hospital.
I love that. Is that the one with the girl who never won the awards? No, that's a different soap.
And listen, just throwing up to it, Craig Melvin, it's early. I yawn in here constantly. If you all judged my yawns,
Oh yeah.
We see it. Dem report, yawn. Put up or shut up, yawn. Birthday game, yawn. Factor crap, yawn. Yawn, 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 yawn.
Biggie has a performance coming up later today. It simply must not be missed.
Oh, you have to. We've pre-recorded something.
We know something that you don't.
Chef's kiss.
Oh, I do. Okay.
You know what it was. I'll preview it for you. The Friday wrap is done by B.B. Shea. But B.B. Shea is traveling today. He's off with his father. Pretty smart. I mean, I love how they do this. He's going to see a baseball game in Minnesota. They're going to every baseball stadium in America.
I love it.
I do, too.
I tell him every time he goes, because I enjoy watching. I'm like, send me pics.
Yeah, it's cool.
Send me pics of the park. Send me pics of the food. Yeah. Sometimes I'll have him pick, I need to do that. Sometimes I'll have him pick me up a hat.
Yeah. Well, they're watching Minnesota. They're in Minnesota to see the Pirates and the Twins this weekend. One time, when the Yankees, his favorite team, made the playoffs, and the Red Sox, my favorite team, did not, he sent me a picture from Yankee Stadium, which said, welcome to the playoffs. Wish you were here. That was when I first started to dislike mm-hmm. him.
That was when you two were, you knew of him, but you weren't as, he wasn't in with us yet.
He wasn't in the circle.
I couldn't believe it. Well, later today, he's doing his rap, and so we pre-recorded. And he was sitting in here, and we said to Biggie,
come join us.
Come join us. And Biggie said, I'll laugh tomorrow.
Which I think might be the title of Rick Springfield's new album.
I'll laugh. Is 867-5309 on that?
Yeah, is it a bunch of 80s covers?
Yeah. 867-5309?
That's you, right? Hey, do Blinding Me with Science. Is that you?
No. No.
I didn't do
that. Do Electric Avenue. Is that you?
No.
What about Hold On Loosely?
No. Eddie Grant did Electric Avenue.
How many Rick Springfield fans are there out here?
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse's girl.
Jesse's girl. Did he sing 867-5309?
And frankly, if you really go inside the numbers, when they say how many Rick Springfield fans we have here, you don't hear anything. That's why I think he quickly goes to, yeah.
Oh, man, I thought it was the Joe Bros. Oh, I got up early for this.
Poor Rick Springfield.
That was a bad, bad outing.
It was a terrible outing. Do they not have any producers on that show or fact checkers that tell? That should be in front of them. Here are his songs.
It should be in a giant, one of those giant index cards. These are his songs.
Yep.
If you don't see it, don't say it.
Yeah, they've been guilty of that before, as we know. My goodness, that was a rough moment.
We've all tried to play along with something we don't know.
Oh, of course, yeah. Done it many times.
To the guy's face and to sing it like that with such passion.
Oh, yeah.
And then to yawn in the man's face.
They wanted Tommy Two-Tone.
Clearly. Tommy Two-Tone should be on there this week.
Do you know Greg Kinn? Did you do Our Loves in Jeopardy?
Our Loves in Jeopardy, baby. No, that's Greg Kinn.
I got one. What I like about you.
No.
Forgive me, woman.
No.
That's the Romantics.
That's the Romantics.
Do you have any other songs? Not really.
Don't talk to strangers.
I've been living off this Jesse's Girl thing for a long time. And I bet it wasn't.
Don't say that around Barry from HR. Yeah,
that's right.
And I'll tell you this. You know, they asked him all the cliche. Did you ever meet Jesse's Girl?
Well, that
was Jesse Girl. Who was she?
They don't know the background.
Yeah, of course.
They don't know the background of mm-hmm. Jesse's Girl. That's right. My goodness.
I used to work with a guy. I told Barry this. That I used to work with a DJ when I was in Virginia. And we worked at a country radio station. But the other guy, was obsessed with Rick Springfield. And all he wanted, he cut his hair like Rick Springfield. He dressed like Rick Springfield. All he wanted to do was be Rick Springfield.
Yeah.
And because this was 83, 84. And, you know, because I guess he was white hot at that time. He'd been on General Hospital. He'd had the hit records.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot of people, I'm sure, did want to be him at that time. You know, another, Biggie, you don't even know this. You talk about a performance. Earlier today, we turn on the cameras in here for our, later we'll put some things on YouTube, you know. So it just happened. Usually I turn on the cameras. Only Biggie is in the studio. And usually we do it like 10 minutes pre-showtime. But today we did it early. And a colleague was in here talking to Biggie. And we were able
to see An unseen colleague.
We didn't see her. But I said, boy, Biggie's really doing a lot of talking in there. And
by himself?
Yeah. And I thought, is he recording something? But he wasn't. And Christian came over and said, oh, that's a good line of gossip he's got going there. He
was just, yeah.
Never seen you so animated. No yawning in that segment.
No, we were back and forth. We were in it.
Oh, yeah.
They were dishing.
And actually, you don't know this, but you even buzzed in at one point. I don't know if that made the camera, but we both stare at the phone to make sure you're gone. Hey, I'm sending you something else. Okay. And there's this long pause where we were just staring at the phone, and I'm like, yeah, he's gone. We're good. Okay. Go back.
All right, we can talk about him again.
Run it back. Let's do it.